Episode 1144, Everything Has Beauty.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. Today is a wonderful reminder that everything has beauty. It's motivation, inspiration day, a pick-me-up, a ray of sunshine, and maybe your gray skies. Today, put a smile on your face and joy in your heart. It is your day to shine. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, everything has beauty, but not everyone can see. That's what Confucius said. Do you see all that's good in your life, or are you clinging to all that's bad? The time where all is good and beautiful is hard to come by. The days are long and the nights are short. No time for the weary. Therefore, why not cling to what seems natural? All the bad and ugly, it's easy, and it takes little effort. Maybe you're driving right now and you're going, oh, if you just knew what happened with my morning. It was an argument with the children. My husband and I weren't talking because we were mad because of the night before. You just don't get it. No, I do get it. Everything has beauty. But the thing is we're looking at our lives through a different lens. We're seeing only the bad. We're seeing only the ugly. You aren't disappointed in your day because you have already hit the bottom. No need to get back up, right? It's easier just to stay down. You are worthy of much more. Today, fill your heart with joy. Fill your heart with love. See the beauty. Even when the days are long and the nights are short, there is a time for everything. Everything has beauty. But what do you see? Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verses 1 through 8 says this, and it's one that I think we need to really listen to and understand. There is a time for everything and a season for every activity under the heavens, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to uproot, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to tear down and a time to build, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to scatter stones and a time to gather them, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to search and a time to give up, a time to keep and a time to throw away, a time to tear and a time to mend, a time to be silent and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time for war and a time for peace. What is your time today? For everything that is bad, there is good. There is a time for everything. Open your eyes and see the beauty, the bountiful blessings that are a blink ahead. You can find them when you allow your heart to greet the day. But too many times, again, we are waking up going, no, I'm going to have a hardened heart. If it's hard, I don't have to be disappointed. I don't have to run into despair. I don't have to be mad because I'm already there. Where are you today? Are you grasping for hope? You want something more, then you have to be willing to look for something more. The bountiful blessings, everything has beauty, and you can find them when you allow your heart to greet the day. It's not about what you create, but what God creates in you. And even your falls, they can be beautiful. I know I've taken a few spills myself, and let's just say I haven't laughed so hard for being so silly. Sometimes we have to fall to know how great we can become. How does that hit your day today? Can you find that spark that says, you know what, I can get back up again. I can do this. God has given you today, this moment in time. You're not guaranteed tomorrow and yesterday's gone. but you have this moment to be present, to be incredible, to be you. Be in the moment that God creates. Ignore the enemy that tries to derail your day. If you really want to see that everything has beauty, look in your heart. Proverbs 3, verses 5 through 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he shall direct your paths. You don't have to know what's around the corner because God already knows. Acknowledge him. Say, God, you've got this. When you fall down, you're going to help me get back up. I am clinging to the one and only who sees that everything has beauty. Give credit to God for the beauty he has bestowed in your life. And yes, beauty is in the eye of the beholder. So see through God's eyes today. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. Go make it a beautiful, joyful day. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.